I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, a host here at Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm joined in the studio today by Dr. Richard Nassy, the inventor of the Hawk Crossing. Dr. Nassy has lived in Tucson for over 40 years, and much of that time has been spent thinking about, observing, and experiencing the streets of Tucson as a person walking, a person biking, a person driving a car, and also a person using transit, I presume, occasionally.
All of the above.
All of the above. Dr. Nassy is here today to talk to us about crossings that we see all over Tucson. I know people want to know what the Hawk stands for, but first, why don't you explain to us what the Hawk is?
Certainly. The Hawk was developed here in Tucson, and the first one was installed in 2000. The city had embarked on a program called Watching Over the Pedestrian Like a Hawk, and we had developed this device, which I saw in England, and actually drew up on a pub napkin and brought it back home, and had the help of the folks in the electric shop make the first electronic device. And we installed the first one and had immediate success. The drivers were stopping for the pedestrians, and the safety improved measurably.
Where did the first one go in?
It was on Valencia, just east of 12th Avenue.
Now would be a good time to tell us what the Hawk stands for.
High intensity activated crosswalk. It's not quite a perfect description of the Hawk. My wife named it. She said, all the pedestrian crossings in Great Britain have bird names. This is brand new. You need to give it a bird name. Basically, it came around to be watching over the pedestrian like a hawk.
Speaking of bird names, can you walk us through some of the other pedestrian or bicycle prioritized lights that we see here in Tucson, what they're called and where we might see them?
Certainly. Most of the devices, they all have bird names. We decided to follow the tradition of Great Britain. And the other one that you see a number of them is the toucan, which means two groups can cross, bicycles and pedestrians. And the first toucan was put in 1998 at the corner of Country Club and Third. It was a way of connecting people, not cars, in a sort of a neighborhood traffic management technique, because only the people on bicycles may go straight across the road. Cars had to turn off and get back onto the arterial system, so it protected the neighborhood. And the mayor and council at that time were very, very progressive. And I'm sure they're progressive now. I've been gone from the city for quite a while. But they gave us approval to use the bicycle symbol signal. Now, I'm on a national committee as an advisor on general signals, and bicycle signals are coming for use in the whole nation. But Tucson had them first back in the 1990s, thanks to the mayor and council at that time.
We're really lucky to have you in our community, and I think we're a safer community because of your thoughtful and careful observations. So thank you.
And thank you for having me.